Okay, good morning. We are in Klal Hei Siv Beis. The Chavetz Chaim over here is going to go to town. In fact, he introduces the topic and says, I'm going to write a lot. What he's going to do is going to talk about the real Lashon Hara. There's a lot of times until now, especially in the last few Klalim, we've been talking about Lashon Hara, that sometimes it depends on the person. It depends exactly what the person was doing. Here we're going to talk about the out and out Lashon Hara, where you say something that is about somebody's qualities. And we're going to see why, and people don't think it's an Aveira, Pashut. Let's see. Klal Hei Siv Beis. V'hine ad ko yitzanim yin yoni dibur yisur harbi dvarim shem ishtanim fanu bedinil fin yayinyin. He says, until now, what I've been speaking about is dibur ha'osar, things that you can't speak, because and things that change depending on the situation. However, v'ato b'sifim halolu nadabur b'chelek ha'golosh ha'b'chalokov, v'shein shum tzchas alamasaper, einenu b'chavim l'shum tuelas, rak l'saber b'gunus chaveru. He says, I'm going to talk about simply speech which there's no way for you to say there's any shum tzchus. He's not talking about because this guy did Naveira, because this guy did something, whatever. Rack to just to put the person down. And it is a more common problem than what we've spoken about before. The reason why we do it, you're going to see when we start describing it what it is, that the reason why we do it is simply because we think it's okay. That sounds wild, but watch. He says, I apologize, you know, a little bit, but don't be so wondrous why I'm going to tell you every single little detail over here. He says, I'm going to be a little lengthy over here, but it's important so that perhaps we can try to take away this terrible difficulty. And therefore I'd say, it is prohibited to denigrate another person because of something lacking in his qualities. In other words, when you describe another individual, listen to this carefully, Kevin. When you describe an individual and you say that he is a little less smart than you or someone else, this guy's not so smart, he's not so quick, not so rich, not so... whatever qualities this person, you tell him that he has less than, that is absolutely awesome. Now, he says, I'll explain. Now he says, number one, lomi boim with var sheker. First of all, if it's a lie, right? Oh, emes mitzasim magazim is a dover, or it's truth, but he's doing a little what? Remember I told you what magazim was last time? Exaggeration, right? Yosem so vade oven gadol ad mo yoser chomim sam lashon hara. That's a big aver. It's worse than lashon hara because it's part of motzi shemra. Ki mashpils chaver b'shkarav. I'm putting a person down with my lies. Even if it's totally true, he's not so smart, he's not so good in business, he's not so good in ball playing, whatever it is. We've already told you in the roots of from the Rishonim, this is absolutely awesome, this is Lashon Hara. Now, V'davrzeh, which is Dainim Asher Sholem Menu Hamalus, that which we negate from him, some of his qualities. B'vadei gam came a klal lashon haru, even if it's true. The lakos of a rama perik aleph to avos. The zeloshon hashem. The lashon haru who siper rois haadam. Lashon hara is telling about the negative of persons of a person umumav and his blemishes. Will ganoso beit sad she amin hagnus. Rafilum yamaguna chaser, and even if he's really missing one of those qualities. And even if it's true. So that's number one quote from the Rambam. Number two, Mashakosa Perigzaimi Hukas Deus, Lashonara Nikra Dora Shagarim Yizvadis on the Nashon Lahazagufa Mono. Lashonara is something which causes another person, if it's found out, some kind of damage to him bodily or financially. Lahatzal Afkido, to upset him, to scare him. Therefore, saying the person is not so smart or not so, you know, fill in the blank is certainly lashon hara. Now he's going to really. Certainly, Now he's going to give you a very, very common example. What can happen to this person? Listen to this. Because let's give that example first. In Kisar and Gadol Mizal PMS, Kimu Adayin Enu Nasoi, Misparsim Zel Anashim, Oyunsim Yitzel Eschatinima. Right? Let's say the person is looking for a shidduch. And you say, he's a nice guy, but you know, he's not exactly brilliant, you know. Now it could be he's a guy with a common sense, sweet person, he's gonna make a great husband for a lot of ladies. A lot of ladies don't need a very smart guy, maybe. And maybe he's not, but you know, someone right away here is not so smart. Oh, that's it. You can ruin him. What about in business? Guy is going to make an investment, that person. Oh, I once heard Shlomo tell me he's not so smart. Or in school, he wasn't the best kid in school. Happens to be, he's a great businessman, he's very trustworthy. But because someone once said something about his intelligence, boom. Listen to this. What if he's a rabbi? Guy sits in the back of the shul. Rabbi gets up and says a drasha. So every once in a while, this Rav, maybe he makes a mistake sometimes and he says Pshat in the Gemara when he's quoting in a drasha. He gets great drashas. He knows halacha very well. Whatever. So there's a wise guy in the back. Utaka is a smart, smart guy, a sharp guy. Not with a lot of derech eretz. Yeah, Rav. It's not Pshat in the Gemara. I heard from this, and Achron in the Peshua says, blah, blah, blah. And this guy's going to verifies. And he makes a shmata out of the Rav, right? So now what's going to happen? So you're going to see it's going to hurt him a lot. If this becomes public and people will listen to him, he's going to go to it, listen to him. He's going to ask him a shayla. He might get fired. The next time his contract comes up, a lot of those guys that sat in the back, you know, we're really looking. I don't know if he's such a tamakal. What do you mean? He gives great shiurim and everything. Yeah, but you know, I heard. And boom, loses his parnasa. V'damo v'dam zariyosav tluyim b'masapar hazeh. He says his blood and the blood of his children are on the head of the person who says this lashon hara. K'adei lashon hara shelo yared imo l'chayiv mamish. Od umashlu zemodus kavarat Torah v'lamadeha. He lowers the concepts of Kvod HaTorah and those who learn it. V'nikr mevaza tam hachacham. Shomer Rabbeinu Zal she'en lo refu l'makasa. There's no healing for such a smack. V'ayidai zeh yismoytet chas ha'shol ma'od ma'od kiyam ha'Torah. Chakach yizor ma'rav aleizu mitzvah ma'Torah. Listen to this. The next time the Rav gets up and gives a shmooz and says, listen, you should be careful about A, B, and C. So the guys in the back, or the guys that heard this rumor will say, you know, maybe you don't have to be machmer so much on this. Maybe he's just stam. He doesn't know, so you know, he's a nice guy. But you know, I heard another rav was mekel. So you know, it could be that now you're not going to listen so much to the rav because this person said this lashon hara about him. So by saying someone, the new thing that we said today is by saying someone is lacking in some quality. He's not so smart. He's not so good in business. He's not so pleasant. Whatever it is, even if it's true, you know how it will be taken by other people. You know, not so smart means, oh, he's a real dummy, and therefore never hire him for a job, never give a shit up, never this and that. So you have to be so careful if you say, even though you're not saying that he didn't avera, you're not saying you mevaze him by just saying a lesser of his qualities. He says and this is a very, very common problem in Lashon Hara, and that's why he's going to be very detailed over here. It's very long, so we're going to stop here, but you'll see he's going to continue in the next few halachas. Thanks, everybody.